Overall thoughts, Joe, kind of how it went for you?
Some good, some bad, just like every game. You know, the first half plus half a quarter was, you know, I think as good as we played. And then, you know, I felt like you know, we could have played better after that. So, some good, some bad.
A big part of the conversation heading into this game was Burton and the fact that you publicly endorsed him on Wednesday. It was supposed to be a big part of the game plan, and then obviously Zach making him inactive. As the leader of the team and on offense, how do you help Burton along and get him going in the way that you need him to?
Yeah, he's, you know, I think Jermaine's going to be a great player. You know, you just got to do the little things right. And, you know, he's a guy that you like his demeanor. You like his energy. You like how he practices. He practices hard. You know, he's got a chance.
Do you specifically talk to him? Like, how do you help him specifically?
Yeah, we'll have discussions. And just like any young player, you're going to, you know, try to help him along any way that you can. And, you know, as he gets older, he'll understand things in a different way. He's a young guy right now.
How frustrating is he called the must-win game? Obviously, you know, with T out, how frustrating is it that someone doesn't put themselves in a position to be able to be available for a game like this?
You know, we had guys step up today. We had, you know, guys get their first playing time and make their first catches and make some big time plays for us. So, you know, I was confident in the guys we had out there.
Mike Kosicki just told us that you are one of one type of quarterback in terms of your intensity, your competitiveness. Even when the scoreboard looks great, you have a different approach on the sideline. What is your approach? What's your mentality in a game like today?
You know, I'm going to have my standard of play, and I'm going to have my idea of the standard of what we should live up to as an offense and coaching staff and myself and everybody. And, you know, when I feel like we live up to it, I'm going to let us know. And when I feel like we don't live up to it, I'm going to let us know too. We, like I said, good and bad today. So not any time to sit and dwell on the good we had today. It's a short week. We got to learn from the bad and move on.
Well, through that fifth touchdown pass, you look missed. It didn't look very bad.
Well, we didn't exactly have a very good third quarter.
Is that, I mean, you seem pretty upset. Was that among those things? Like, what else would you not like about what happened there?
Yeah, there's just a combination of things that I felt like we didn't do good enough.
Knowing that you're playing on a short week, is that part of it? Part of you just have to instantly shift your focus?
Well, I think, yeah, that's part of it. I think also, you know, I'm not just gonna ignore the bad and dwell on the great that we did today. I don't think that's a recipe for improvement. I don't think that's a recipe for getting better. I'm gonna be hard on myself. I'm gonna be hard on us to execute the way that I feel like we need to execute, and I feel like we didn't put ourselves in great positions in times of that game to finish it off the right way. We ended up doing it. Defense came up big, but you know, I think we could have done better.
How much of that is just knowing what it takes to win a championship and the standard that that requires, and having that probably top of mind always, even games like today?
Yeah, I think just how this season has gone, knowing what's ahead of us. Knowing what we're going to have to do to get back into this, you know, one win isn't going to make or break our season. So, you know, I'm going to strive for perfection every day and every game. So, you know, until that happens, what's there to be happy about?
Did you feel like this would have been good enough to be a better opponent today?
I don't know about that. It was good enough today.
You didn't have Zach. You didn't have Paul. How'd you protect? Was he playing too bad at basketball?
Yeah, for the most part, I think we did a good job You know, there were some mental lapses there in the third quarter that we got to get cleaned up. But, you know, I think we handled them for the most part all day. You know, with if somebody lost, they didn't give up on the play, and I was able to, you know, slide and move in the pocket to find some space. So I think for the most part we were good today.
Without Jermaine, how big is it for Gasecki to have the game that he had today?
Yeah, Mike is going to continue to make plays, and he just continues to get open in zone, win versus man, make big-time catches, contested catches, continues to show why I have so much trust in him and continues to make plays for us. So his role is going to continue to increase.
Joe, I think there were eight different pass catchers today from you. With T out, is it just, you know, so much added pressure on Jamar where you're just saying, I'm going to spread the ball all around?
That's just kind of how the game played out. You know, they mix up their coverages a lot. And when you do that, it's hard for me pre-snap to understand where the ball is going to go. So I'm just reading and reacting. And with Max Crosby over there, you have to play the game quickly and process quickly and get the ball out. And so I was happy with how I did that today. You know, I don't got sacked couple times, one or two times, I'm not exactly sure, but those were different situations. But, you know, I think for the most part I read and reacted to the defense very efficiently today.
I think it was in the first quarter where you kind of slipped away from him, got that dump off Chase Brown, and then maybe turned around and said something to him. What was that conversation?
I just told him, ball's coming out quick today, Max. You're going to have to get back there a little faster.
Did you say anything to him after he played worse than the one he got flagged on was when he hugged you after when he hugged you, said, look, I didn't touch him, remember that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, defensive linemen like to go up to the edge of what's allowed, and that's part of gamesmanship, that's part of football. He's trying to make me feel the heat, and that's something that I expect defensive players to do. That's smart. But, you know, I don't think his late hit was dirty at all. That's why quarterbacks, when you hear a whistle, you're supposed to throw it in the dirt so you don't get hit like that. I didn't hear the whistle. But that's exactly the reason why you see quarterbacks doing that.
Did you expect some offensive linemen to come to your defense there, or were you just everybody just kind of confused as to what had happened there?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, we can't get a flag back. You know, we got 15 yards on that play. But I don't blame him for that. That's football.
Joe, they come out and they score. How important is it for you guys to come down and answer like you did?
Yeah, I think, you know, if we don't score a touchdown on a drive, I'm not going to be very happy for the rest of the year. I think that's our standard. We have to play the game that way. We have to expect that out of ourselves and live up to that.
Surprised you went for it on fourth?
No.
Why?
It's where we are, and specifically how they play. You know, there's going to be completions if you can get the ball out quickly. And so I felt confident in that situation, especially, you know, early in the game with, you know, them having just gone down to score. You know, it'd be tough to settle for a field goal in that situation, so I was happy we went for it.
There's been a lot of, going back to the offseason with players asking for trades, then Jamar not practicing during training camp, and then with Burton, there's been a lot of off-the-field stuff you guys have dealt with this year. Do you feel like the focus is where it needs to be inside the locker room?
Yeah, I would say it is. You know, things happen in the offseason, and, you know, the good players and the great players know when to lock in and when it's time to go. The young guys got to learn that. I think the rookies are still adjusting to what an NFL season is like. It's not for the faint of heart. It's difficult and it's challenging and it's daunting, and, you know, it's tough to stay disciplined every single day. with your routine and your process and taking care of your body and getting to meetings and putting in extra work and understanding what you have to do on every play. It's not easy. That's why you don't see everybody. There's not a ton of great players throughout the league, and you know the great ones know how to handle it.
Are you surprised that that still exists at best level?
I'm not sure I would say surprised. I think it's always an adjustment when you get to this schedule. You know, it's not college. You're here early. You're here late a couple days. And then you got to do extra stuff outside the building to put yourself in a position to be great. And, you know, when it's an adjustment period when you first get into the league, and it's something you got to learn. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Joe.